Syracuse's men's basketball coach Jim Boeheim maintains that the NCAA is unfairly punishing him and his program for rules violations. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports on Boeheim's lengthy rebuttal.
Yes, Boeheim took responsibility for a decade of rule violations and cheating within his basketball program as charged by the NCAA, but he also maintained an assertion that many of the infractions happened without his knowledge.
I am not allowed to look at papers, and I think that's a good thing. I'm not allowed to talk to professors. I think that's a good thing.
Boeheim spoke to the media Thursday for the first time since the NCAA said he failed to keep the Orange basketball team in line and prevent academic fraud, violations of the school's drug policy, and players accepting extra benefits.
But I never expected, and I certainly never encouraged, these individuals to cheat. This is not my way.
Boeheim says every athlete that's ever been recruited to play for him was capable of doing the schoolwork required by SU. The head coach of 39 years stood strong that many of the violations were not his fault. He didn't write the school's drug policy, he says, even if he knowingly didn't enforce it properly.
It's a myth that I somehow run things at Syracuse University.
Boeheim is 70 years old. During four decades as head coach, he's amassed more than 900 wins and a national championship. But as penalty for the violations, the NCAA is vacating 108 wins from Boeheim's career and suspending him for 9 games. He calls the penalties unduly harsh and says he's going to appeal. Boeheim says he'll retire after 3 more seasons. The decision was announced by the university a day prior, but Boeheim says it was his call.
I feel 3 years is right for me to be able to continue to do my job as well as I possibly can.
He's staying for that long, he says, to allow for a smooth transition from the Boeheim era. His assumed heir is current assistant coach Mike Hopkins, though Boeheim says it's not up to him to make the hire.
I believe Mike Hopkins will be a great coach, and I fervently hope that he is the coach here.
The Hall of Fame coach says the goal will not change for the next 3 years, win games. He says there will be no retirement tour. Towards the end of the hour-long press conference, Boeheim said college sports has always been important, but now the stakes are higher than they've ever been. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.